sold just 10 pipes, you know, and just let them go, just start to stack them here on top of the stove and let them go on out, cut a hole up yonder, you know, and let them go out the top of the house. Mm-hmm. And that's the way you did back in them times, you know.
Would just, you break it in? Or
no, sir, wouldn't break in none of that. Well, now I tell you what, we have quiet, you know, why, you know, put a large house, we'd get up there, you know, back to the loft, you know, where we'd brick it sometime on out through the top of the house. But these stove pipes goes up to the loft of the house, you know, up there. And we'd get up there, you know, and where the loft is nailed to something or other up there, you know, put some irons across and start them brick and going on out.
I see. Yeah. You call that a
flue.
Oh, that's a flue.
Stove flue. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Stove flue. Mm-hmm.
And you used rocks to hold the logs up later on. What did you get anything made of iron and a regular thing to hold?
Yes, sir. We have twine, you know. Uh-huh. Well, my daddy learned then how to make an iron. He could make some iron, you know, and bend them, you know. Old buggy axles or something like that, you know, and man, he could make some five dogs, we call it, and
I
set
see.
Them in there. Oh, there was extra.
And above the fireplace, what would you have?
Yes, we'd have some old white wagon ties. We'd put up there, you know, to start that stacking on across up there, you know, after we get up, before as you want to go here and come across. You set them up there, you know, and just then start the building on up and build on out.
The in front of the fireplace, what was the same level as the floor? What did you have in there?
Down to the same level of floor?
Yeah. Did you have bricks or stone or something coming out into the room?
Oh, yes, sir. We call that a hearth.
Hearth,
yes, sir. Now, I tell you what, now, my daddy, I can just remember just as well. We back at it, and he didn't have these brick to get in there, you know, of course. And he would just take that there, dirt out there, you know, and wet it, and bring it in this packet real hard and tight. And I mean, smooth it off with the clay dirt. And that thing, yes, sir, that dirt hearth, with that, we call it a hearth.
And I suppose the heat would make it as hard as pretty hard.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's right. Uh-huh. After you pack it together and in that heat, you know, it would make it hard. Yes, sir.
So you practically have a brick.
Well, after a while, no, sir, we do have none there.
But I mean that dirt would be almost
just
like
right,
brick.
What's called, you know, this bricks is made out of dirt, it's you know, of course. Thing. Yes, sir, that's right.
It's
yes.
It's just the clay plus
clay.
Heat.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, that's right.
So I see.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People just would discover those things and do it.
Oh, right, yes, sir, yes, sir. Didn't have them, you sort of work your head and try to make something, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, that's
and
right.
How about, how did you drink water? How did you get to keep the water?
Well, it's mostly, if we didn't have a spring, you know, we just have to drink that water. We didn't have nothing to keep it cool in, you know. No, sir.
Where'd you keep it in?
Well, in a water bucket, you know, we call it a water bucket, you know, and all. And man, we'd work them, make them old dippers, you know. I'm gourd, grow them gourds, you know, and make them gourd dippers. Yes, sir, that's right.
And would the bucket be made of metal or?
Well, I tell you what, we could find it maybe. I tell you what, back at the end, they made some buckets, fella, out of some wood. They would split wood and they'd make buckets out of it. Of course, it'd take some time, but you know, just something of the whole water in and trim them off good and put some big heavy wire around them, you know, or something other. And man, it hit the whole water too. Of course, you'd have to keep water in and keep it from drying out, you know, leaking.
I see.
Yes,
I
that's right.
Swell up. And
yes, that's right, sure.
Same thing that you're telling me about the wagon wheel.
Right, yes, sir, yes, sir. Me and another old fellow's talking about that the other day.